Welcome to Lesson 3. Now that you've got some basic surfing skills under your wetsuit, this lesson will focus on exploring the World Wide Web. First, I'll give you some background information about the web. Then you'll visit Explorer's Guide to the Best of the Web. You'll link to a few cool places, and then you'll learn how to go directly to a web page by typing in its URL. You'll see what happens when you try to access a web page that doesn't exist, and you'll also learn how to stop a page from transferring midstream. Finally, we'll look at a few nice features Explorer offers while web surfing, such as reloading a page, turning off the picture display, using the Go menu to jump to a page, and right-clicking parts of a page. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. If you recall from Lesson 1, computers that are part of the Internet can store and display information using several formats. The most popular format nowadays is the web page. Web pages can display text, graphics, animations, sounds, and videos. And as you've already seen, web pages provide links which let you access other web pages from one page. The collection of all the web pages on all of the computers in the Internet is called the World Wide Web. With just a click of the mouse, you can go from viewing a page on a computer in Iowa to a page on a computer in Australia. Look over the window and then click the play button to start surfing the web. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's start page is displayed and the window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. Explorer offers many ways to start surfing the World Wide Web. For example, its start page usually contains some links to interesting places. And the links bar in the Explorer window itself also provides links to the newest and hottest places on the web. You access the links bar by clicking the word Links that appears near the toolbar and address box. If you haven't rearranged your toolbar, it probably appears just to the right of the address box. Locate the word Links and then click it. If by chance your links bar is already displayed, you can skip this step. You should now see a series of buttons which have replaced the address box. Each of these buttons leads to links to great web pages. Locate the button labeled Best of the Web. It should be the first button on the left. When you've located it, click it. Remember to click Zoom Tutor's play button when you're finished linking. The Best of the Web page provides a directory of web page categories, which are listed on the right side of the page. If you don't see them, click inside the lower part of the vertical scroll bar to scroll down. Choose a category that looks interesting to you and then click on it. The page you see now provides a bunch of links to web pages in the category you selected. Notice that the links here are not underlined. You can tell they are links by moving the mouse over them. Explorer provides a brief description of each link. Take a moment now to scroll through the list of links. When you found one that looks neat, click on it. Depending on which link you selected, the new page might have more links to other web pages. Look over the page and then click another link. You should now see yet another web page displayed on your screen. You've just surfed about 3 waves into the Internet. Linking to different documents is fun, but you can also go directly to a specific web page if you know its address. If you know the URL of a website, you can type it directly into Explorer's address box. First, we need to redisplay the address box. You should see the word Address just to the left of the links bar. When you've located it, click on it. Now let's go to Zoom's web page. Click inside the address box. The URL inside the address box should now be highlighted, and the cursor should be blinking. When you type in a URL, you should generally type in the protocol first. Since Zoom's page is part of the World Wide Web, its protocol is HTTP. However, when you're going from one web page to another web page, you don't have to type in the protocol. Type in the URL exactly the way it's displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then click the play button to continue. Now press the Enter key on your keyboard to link to the page. Zoom's web page should now be displayed. Let's try that again. Only this time you're going to type in a URL that doesn't actually exist. That way you can see how Explorer handles this. First, click inside the address box again. Type in the URL exactly the way you see it in Zoom Tutor's window. Then press your Enter key. Explorer should display a message saying it cannot open the Internet site. Whenever you see this message, it probably means the Internet site does not exist. Go ahead and click the OK button to remove the message. Now I'll have you enter the correct URL. Click inside the address box. Next, type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window, but do not press your Enter key. In a moment, you're going to press your Enter key, which will start the transfer of this page. After you press Enter, however, I'm not going to pause the audio. Instead, I'll show you how to stop the transfer of a page midstream. Go ahead and press Enter now. This page will probably take a while to transfer because it has a lot of graphics. Clicking the Stop button in Explorer's toolbar button lets you interrupt the transfer. As soon as you see part of the new page in the Explorer window, click the Stop button in the toolbar. Depending on when you clicked the Stop button, only a few parts of the document should be displayed on your screen. You might see a few small icons that look like a piece of paper with shapes inside them. These icons represent graphics that were not transferred since you clicked the Stop button. The Stop button is a good tool to use when a page is taking a long time to transfer and you'd like to move on to something else. But what if you'd like to try to display this page again? Explorer's toolbar has a button labeled Refresh. This button transfers the document all over again. Click the Refresh button now and let the entire page transfer. One way to speed up the transfer of documents on the web is by turning off the graphics display. Pictures on a web page usually take a long time to transfer. By telling Explorer to omit the pictures, you can access web pages much faster. Let's do that now. First, click the View menu in Explorer's menu bar. Now, click the last item in the menu, which is called Options. The Options dialog box should look familiar to you from Lesson 1. If the sheet labeled General is not currently displayed in front, click the General tab now. The Multimedia section at the top of this sheet lets you turn off the display of pictures, sounds, and videos. Right now, there should be a check mark next to the words Show Pictures. Remove this check mark by clicking on it. Now click the OK button in the dialog box to save the new setting. The next time you link to a new page, the pictures on that page will not be displayed. Click any link on this page to see what I mean. Did you notice how quickly the new page transferred? Now you should see the small icons I was talking about earlier. Each paper icon with shapes inside represents a graphic. Since web pages are much more fun when you can see the pictures, let's reactivate the Show Pictures feature. Click the View menu. Click the Options item. Click inside the Show Pictures box near the top of the General sheet. Click the OK button in the dialog box. The next time you access a page, the pictures will be displayed. So far, we've surfed the Internet by clicking links and entering web page addresses. And in the previous lesson, you learned how to go back and forth among pages using the back and forward buttons in the toolbar. Explorer offers some other ways to go to a page you've already visited. Click the Go menu in the menu bar. The last item in this menu is called Open History Folder. Right above that item is a section that lists about 5 or 6 web pages. These pages are the most recent ones you've visited since the last time you opened Explorer. The most recent page is listed first and is assigned the number 1. If you want to go back to one of these pages, you just highlight it and click it. Highlight a page you want to visit again and then click it. The Go menu is handy, but keep in mind that all of the items in the Go menu disappear as soon as you close Explorer. The next time you open Explorer, the Go menu will build itself again, based on the internet sites you visit. Explorer offers a more permanent list of sites you visited. Click on the Go menu again. Now click on the last item called Open History Folder. When you see the history window displayed, click ZoomTutor's Play button to continue. A separate window should now be open, with the word History in its title bar. The History window lists all the internet sites you visited since you installed Explorer, or since the contents of the History folder were deleted. This is a nice feature because often you'll visit a nice web page, but later forget where it was. You can generally find it using the History folder. What's more, you can actually link to that page from the History list. Take a moment to scroll through the window. When you found a web page you'd like to visit again, double-click it. The page you just linked to appears in a separate Explorer window. You can tell by looking in the Windows 95 status bar. Another button for this page should be displayed. We're going to go back to using just the original Explorer window. First, close the new window by clicking the Close button in its title bar. If Explorer prompts you to close your connection to the Internet, click the No button. Next, close the History window by clicking the Close button in its title bar. Before we leave, I want to point out one more nice surfing feature. First, locate a link on the page that's currently displayed. You might need to scroll down the page to find one. Next, click your right mouse button on the link. You should now see a pop-up menu next to the link. The first two items in this menu let you open a document associated with this link. And if you wanted to save the document associated with this link on your computer, you could select the Save Target As item. You'll learn how to save internet documents during the next lesson. Look over this menu and then click the Open item. Good job! Explorer also provides a pop-up menu for the entire web page. You just need to right-click the background area of a document. Click your right mouse button anywhere on the background of the page you're looking at now. Make sure the mouse pointer is displayed as an arrow when you click. The pop-up menu you see now contains options that apply to the entire web page. For example, if your page has a nice background, the first few options let you save the background graphic and even use it as a wallpaper for your Windows 95 desktop. You can also add this page to your list of favorite internet sites. You'll learn about the favorites list later in the tutorial. Go ahead and remove the menu by pressing your Escape key. Now bring up Explorer's Start page by clicking the Home button in the toolbar. Well, it's time to dry off from our great surfing adventure. If you're planning on diving right into Lesson 4, you can leave the Explorer window open. If not, close Explorer by clicking its Close button in the title bar. In a moment, you'll return to the Explorer tutorial menu where you can select Lesson 4. In that lesson, we'll surf even further into the World Wide Web. Goodbye.